Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to H Z with me, Sister Zainab, on Arab English Radio. And so the question means that I'm talking about Ramadan, although fasting can be done any other days during the year, particular recommended days especially. So just start with a hadith from the Holy Prophet, who was quoting words of Allah, Allah had said that fasting is done for me and I am its reward. So, you know, maybe this is something we're not always, maybe we don't always remind ourselves of this. Maybe we don't even ask ourselves this. I said, who am I fasting for? And Allah is actually, we're actually told that this is the everything else. And this sort of was news for me. So all our other acts of worship are for ourselves, believe it or not, and they are. But this one act, fasting, is for Allah. And so obviously this means, oh, this is something very important. And obviously in this hadith, we're told that Allah is the reward. So how do we explain that? So this particular thing, when we're fasting on these 30 days, so this is for Allah. And obviously we need to remind ourselves, maybe this is very precious and very special. So, you know, if we really want to gain proximity to Allah, you know, obviously if we're doing something for someone, then obviously that in a sense also expresses our closeness, our devotion, our love for Allah. So inshallah, we can fulfill this obligation. But then, and Allah is the reward. So surely that implies that we will become closer to Allah, and we will, find favor with Allah. We will, inshallah, maybe even receive even more blessings from Allah. Welcome back. This is A to Z on RB English Radio, and some. Talking about who the fast is for. So obviously I've mentioned how this is the one act of worship that's actually for Allah. Allah has singled out this act of worship as being for himself. And obviously Allah is our reward for doing this. And so, but obviously we get sort of little side benefits. So obviously we're going to maybe just track this with yourself at the end of each day. Do you think, in those quiet moments, do you think that you're gaining that bit extra proximity to Allah? Do you feel that your faith is just deepening a little bit? And then at the end of the month, for sure. And obviously, we all know what it's like at the end of the month. And then there's this huge sadness, which is almost like grief that, oh, no, Ramadan is over. You know, obviously, maybe we've struggled on some days to fast, and some of us maybe have health conditions that really don't make it easy. Some people have really busy jobs, depending on the time of year that Ramadan falls. Anyway, it can be really onerous for people because they have to fast quite long hours and it's really hot. But, you know, despite all that, no matter how much we've struggled and endured, at the end of the month of Ramadan, for sure, we're just sad. We're sad because it's over. And, you know, we would happily wake up if someone said to us, oh, no, look, we got that wrong. It actually is tomorrow. We would probably we would happily do extra days of Ramadan if we could. But obviously this is determined for us. And, you know, so we will gain the proximity to Allah. But look, there's other things that we'll also gain as little sort of side benefits. And this is nothing new in a sense. So what do we get? So we also get, so we're freed from the desire of the self. We're freed from the appetite of greed. We get purity of heart, purification of the limbs. Obviously, we become more thankful for our blessings. We're increasing our supplications. So inshallah, that's just a few pointers for today, and I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of A to Z here on IB English Radio, and farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.aranradio.ir.